This is Ozarks at Large. Recently, our favorite birdman Joe Neal took a poll on behalf of the proposed Mount Kessler Preserve.
That was a summer tanager in the recording. Old-timers in the Ozarks call them summer red birds. This distinguished them from cardinals that live here all year. Summer redbirds only come to nest in our old forests and then head back south. The singing is from atop Kessler Mountain in southeast Fayetteville. That's 30 seconds as a tanager flies from the university campus and that energetic mass of businesses surrounding and extending beyond. Frank Sharp and other advocates of public green space want to protect at least 400 rocky hilltop acres on Kessler as a natural area. I think the red-eyed vireos that we heard in that last recording probably agree. They are forest birds, don't thrive midst parking lots, don't need any science labs or stadiums. To test Frank's idea, I've come up on the mountain to conduct a kind of Gallup poll among the birds. That soft calling involves a family of blue-gray gnatcatchers, one size up from a hummer. They weave nests from soft plant down, held together with threads of spider web, and stick pieces of lichen on the outside. The nest, in short, is woven from the very fabric of wild Kessler. The nest looks like a natural bump on the limb of Kessler's chestnut oaks. Part of me wants to say that's what all those excited calls are about. They want the natural area. But five gnatcatchers moving among small trees and big rocks tells me it's a family group, young, just out of the nest. I'm over there with the microphone doing my poll. There's a bright blue bird on a leafless limb, a male indigo bunting. He pours bright, warbly doublets across a hollow running off the mountain, and another indigo answers. I find it hard to reconcile wild birds with what's happening below. I just need to think for a minute. I've piled down on a big lichen-covered rock. I see our busy, built-up urban dreams spread below. Mass ranks of paved streets, strip malls, big box stores, hamburger joints, liquor stores, utility easements, rent to owns. A growing university with growing opportunities for all of us. My own house is out there, too. What's left is Kessler. As far as I can judge from all the singing, the birds favor green Kessler. The rest is up to us.
Joe Neal is co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book, In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir, is published by Half Acre Press.